This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, we have in the studio our next guest with us. That's Danny Lacey's here. He's a co-curator of a show at the Mornington Peninsula Gallery at the moment, and the show's called Collection of Strange Things. And we'll probably get onto that shortly. But, Danny, we'd like to start off the show by just getting a little bit of background about you, how you got started in the field that you're in now. So just tell us, how did it all start for you?
How did it all start? Well, I guess it's probably like a lot of people in their sort of chosen career. You start off in a slightly different pathway. But I actually studied graphic design to begin with, and back in the sort of mid-90s, and sort of soon realised after a couple of years I didn't sort of necessarily want to work in the industry as a Mac operator in one of the big sort of design firms. But I was really interested in design theory and architectural theory and art theory, art history. So I had some really great lecturers that encouraged me to sort of take the jump over into postgraduate studies in art history and film out at the Clayton campus of Monash. And that was,
But there's so much wonderful history in art, isn't there? Mm. You know, like, it really, it would be a great course to do. I've even thought that I'd like to go back and do something in that.
You should
that
do it, David.
Yeah. Because it's such an interesting, you know, and what you find out, you know, just going to the NGV and wandering through all the beautiful old masters that are there and reading the little side story or Google them while you're standing in front of them, it's fascinating.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think for a lot of curators and a lot of people working in the arts, it's really important to have that historical knowledge and background to help ground your sort of contemporary practice, really. So that's how I got started. And just from there, I guess the great thing about learning about art history, I was never really taught to be a curator. I was sort of had that background and then it was like pushed out and like just learn how to do it. So it was almost like a bit of an apprenticeship back then that you just learnt how to curate and work with artists. So that was sort of a good way to get into the industry, I think. Yeah.
Brilliant. Tell us about the gallery.
Yeah, Mornington Peninsula Regional Gallery, celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, which is pretty fantastic.
Do you know what? I had no idea it was around that long. And when I saw the media release, I thought, wow, 50 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So it would have been a bit out of the way gallery back in the day, 50 years ago.
Yeah, back then. And the current gallery building is actually the second building. So back in late 1969 and early 1970, the gallery was actually housed in this house in Vancouver Street in Mornington, which is sort of right behind where the main library is in town. And Alan McCulloch was the sort of founding director, an amazing sort of visionary sort of art critic and an art admirer and artist himself. But he was really well connected across the country with a range of artists like the Boyd family. And it was...
So like, it wasn't just artists from the region. It really was
more... Was it his personal collection?
It pretty much started from scratch. And it was through...
like, I'm going to create a gallery.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring in works and buy them.
His networks, he really brought in... a lot of donations in those early days. There wasn't a lot of money or capital. And then the gallery, I guess, evolved and the council sort of got involved. So we're a council-owned and operated gallery now,
yep.
Like a lot of regional galleries across the state. Back then it was really on the back of Alan's hard work and networking and connections that this collection was built. Mm. And the first sort of 20 years where he was involved, there was about 1,000 works came into the collection.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of works. And we've got 1,845 works now. So for him to bring in 1,000 in those first 20 years was a pretty sort of amazing time. Yeah.
And how fantastic is it that the councils are committing themselves to the arts in certain areas, and making it so it's accessible, arts accessible for the people that live in the area, but also, you know, to draw people, you know, like from, well, it's just down the road for us now here in Melbourne, isn't it? To go to all the different galleries and see, you know, like, because there must be particular styles and that you're, you know, that he would have created, and have you followed his path along the way?
Yeah, well, I think early on he identified primarily due to the lack of sort of funds that collecting works on paper was would be the key for the gallery, and that's something that we continue today.
Okay,
we have our big biennial national works on paper that happens every second year, and that's actually on later this year in September, and so that's an open call. Anyone across the country can apply to be in that show.
Yeah.
So we have around about 1,000 people applying to be in that exhibition.
Yeah.
And we have a judging panel and select about 70 or 80 works. But yeah, so that's a real sort of testament to Alan's vision back then, that he sort of identified that works on paper would be one sort of really strong collection stream.
Yep.
And obviously, representations of the Mornington Peninsula is another real strength of our collection as well.
But I think the last time you were here, it was David Hockney, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and so the connection there was the works on paper, so they were all print works. And the great thing about our facility is we've got the capacity to loan shows like that from the NGA that came down from Canberra. The Sublime Sea exhibition we just had on over summer, we had works loaned from every sort of major institution across the country. Like, it was quite fantastic and scary at the same time. But the NGV are really supportive of us with our loan requests, and Queensland Art Gallery, Art Gallery of New South Wales. So, yeah, we've got the facilities to be able to bring in those works on loan.
And how fantastic for you too, you know, like dealing with all those big institutions around the country for the little old yellow Mornington Peninsula Gallery.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I think there's a great network of public galleries across the state. The Public Galleries Association of Victoria, which is our sort of peak industry body, are really great at helping us understand our industry and supporting our industry. And in one of their recent reports, they actually mentioned how important local government was in supporting the arts. Where actually the council has been really supportive of us. We're just about to launch a new arts and culture strategy as well, which is obviously a broader vision of the sort of arts on the Mornington Peninsula, but really important to have those key strategic documents that help drive a vision. And so it's a really exciting time.
Mm. Now, what are you doing here? It's your collection that, you know, the gallery's not your personal collection. The gallery's collection, is that right?
Yeah.
And you've got Patrick that's helped choose it this time around. Why, why have you done it this way?
Well, it's like I said before, it's the whole year is our 50-year anniversary. And we're having a focus on the collection throughout the year, and we've got our big 50-year anniversary show coming up in May, but we wanted to start the year where we could invite someone in, an artist or a curator.
And Patrick who is he?
So Patrick Pound is a great artist, academic, associate professor of art and performance out at Deakin Uni. Mm. But Patrick had a big sort of retrospective show at the NGV a couple of years ago.
That's right.
Where he had all of his found photographs and objects mingled with the NGV collection. So the great thing about Patrick is he comes into a collection and helps you see it in a different way by the pairings and the linkages that, and networks that he finds.
Yeah, and have you found that fascinating? You're watching the way he's done it?
Yeah, because we never would have brought out some of those works.
Awesome.
Right. That has been the exciting thing. Yeah. So he's created these different thematics. So one of the walls is called, it's called the back of the collection, so behind the collection, and it's a series of all these backsides, so nudes, nude backsides, and people looking out across the sea, and he's paired that with two photos at either end. So that group of images and artworks would never have come together outside of that theme. There's the Museum of Falling that Patrick's put together, this huge display cabinet of all these objects with two of our collection works at either end, which are watercolours of these trees that fell in Mornington, actually, about 100 years ago. So, yeah, it's been really fascinating to activate our collection in a completely different way.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds really good. And is it on yet?
It is. We opened yesterday, yep. And the show goes until the 26th of April. So, uh-huh. Yeah.
And where exactly are you?
We're in the Civic Reserve in Mornington, which is just off the Mornington Tyre Road, off Duns Road. But Google will get you there.
Right.
Google Maps.
Google knows where you are.
Yeah. And it's really great. There's plenty of parking. It's quite a big facility. We've actually got 4 exhibitions on at the moment to start the year.
Wow.
And Patrick's is the big sort of the big key one. But yeah, no, there's always something on.
Brilliant. And when's the main collection for your 50th?
So that'll be May, yeah, coming right. up May to July.
And what's that called?
It's called 50.
Oh, boom, boom.
Very original. But we're creating a big 140-page collection publication book, which is a sort of first substantial record of the collection. So that's really...
Yeah, that's
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.